beginning of our gospel reading, disciple goes to Jesus and says, Lord, teach us to pray as John taught his disciples. We know from the Bible that Jesus prayed regularly. He often took himself away from his disciples. He went up mountains, he went to quiet places, he went to wildernesses, and he prayed whilst the disciples were around him as well. The disciples saw Jesus praying and the effect that this prayer had on him. They saw how it energized him, how it made him at one with his Father in heaven, and they wanted to be part of that. Prayer is, was, and always will be at the center of what we do. Jesus spent hours in prayer, and clearly John the Baptist put prayer at the center of his ministry too, because the disciples said, teach us how to pray as John taught his disciples. So John the Baptist, who had a large following of people, clearly taught them how to pray and what to pray. The disciples needed help with their praying. And if we're honest and on heart, we all need help with prayer, whoever we are. I know I do. But it is assumed that if you become a Christian, prayer is something that we can all do, and it just happens. But if it doesn't just happen for you, rest assured, because you're in very good company. Martin Luther, the founder of the Reformed Church, famously struggled with prayer and struggled with his time of prayer. And in the course we have just finished about prayer in the house group in church, Archbishop Justin Welby confessed to having difficulties with prayer time himself, particularly the many distractions that were going on around him. And he said when he knew it was time to pray, he would often suddenly think to himself, oh, the filing needs to be done. Or, oh, there's that letter that I've got to write. Anything to distract himself away from his time of prayer. So take heart, but don't give up. That's what Jesus' parable means at the end. Persistence in prayer. Keep trying. Keep doing. Keep going. Ultimately, prayer is about building a relationship with God. After all, our God is our Father in heaven. That's what Jesus tells us. Justin Welby, in that course, told us to reimagine pieces of scripture in prayer and revisiting well-known prayers, such as the prayer Jesus taught us in our gospel reading today, the Lord's Prayer. And Shona is going to come and lead us in a reflection about praying the Lord's Prayer now.
Our Father, who art in heaven.
Yes.
But don't interrupt me. I'm praying.
But you called me.
Called you? I didn't call you. I'm praying. Our Father, who art in heaven.
There, you did it again.
Did what?
Called me. You said, Our Father, who art in heaven. Here I am. Tell me, what's on your mind?
Well, I didn't mean anything by it. I was, you know, just saying my prayers for the day. I always say the Lord's Prayer. It makes me feel good. It's like getting a duty done.
Duty done? All right then, go on.
Hallowed be thy name.
Hold on a minute, wait a moment. What do you mean by that?
By what?
Hallowed be thy name.
Oh, it means... Good grief, I don't know what it means. How should I know? It's just part of the prayer. By the way, what does it mean?
It means honoured, holy, wonderful.
Oh, that makes sense. I never thought about what hallowed meant before. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Do you really mean that?
Yes. Yes, I do. Why not?
What What are you doing about it, then?
Doing? Doing? Nothing, I suppose. I just think it would be great if you got control of everything down here, like you have up there.
Have I got control of you?
Well, I go to church.
Oh, that's a good start. But that isn't quite what I asked you. Next thing. What about your bad temper? You've got a bit of a problem there, you know. And then there's the way you spend your money. And what about the kind of books that you read?
Hey, stop picking on me! I'm just as good as some of the rest of the people who go to church.
Excuse me, I thought you were praying for my will to be done. If that is to happen, it will have to start with the ones who are praying for it. You, for example.
Oh, all right. I guess I do have some hang-ups, now that you mention it. I could probably name others.
So could I.
I haven't thought about it very much until now. But I really would like to cut out some of those things. I would like to, you know, be really free.
Good. Now we're getting somewhere. We'll work together, you and I. Some victories can truly be won. I'm proud of you.
Look, Lord, I need to get on with this. This is taking a lot longer than it usually does. Give us this day our daily bread.
Yeah, you need to cut down on that a bit too.
Hey! Wait a minute. What is this, criticise me day? Here I am doing my religious duty, and all of a sudden you break in and remind me of all that I am doing wrong.
Praying is a dangerous thing. It could change you. That's what I'm trying to get across to you. You called me, and here I am. It's too late to stop now. Keep praying, come on. I'm interested in the next part of your prayer. Well, go on.
I'm scared too.
Scared? Of what?
I know what you'll say.
Try me and see.
Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against
us. What about Anne?
See, I knew it. I knew you would bring her up. Why, Lord, she's told lies about me, spread stories about my family. She never paid back that debt she owes me. She needs teaching a lesson.
But your prayer? What about your prayer?
I didn't mean it.
Well, at least you're admitting it. But it's not much fun carrying things like that around with you, is there? But I can change all that.
You can? How?
Forgive Anne. Then I'll forgive you. You will have settled your heart.
Oh, you're right. You always are. And more than anything else, I want to be right with you. All right, I forgive her. She's probably quite sad now that I think about it.
There now, wonderful. How do you feel?
Well, not bad. Not bad at all. In fact, I feel okay.
Back to the prayer then. Come on, go on.
All right. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Good, good. I'll do that. Just try not to put yourself in a place where you can be tempted. And please, don't use me as an escape route.
Sorry, I don't understand.
Oh, I think that you do. You've done it a lot of times. You get caught in a bad situation, you get into trouble, and then you come running to me, Lord, help me out of this mess. And I promise you, I will never do it again. Remember some of those bargains you tried to make with me?
Oh, yes. Sorry, Lord, I really am. Up until now, I thought that if I just prayed the Lord's Prayer every day, then I could do what I liked. I didn't expect anything to happen like it did.
Well, well done for being honest. That's brilliant. That's what praying is all about. Sharing truth with me. Go ahead, come on then, finish your prayer.
For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory forever.
Do you know what would bring me glory? What would really make me happy?
No, but I'd like to know. I want now to please you. I can see what a mess I've made of my life, and I can see how great it would be to really be one of your followers?
You just answered the question.
I did?
Yes. The thing that would bring me glory is to have people like you truly love me. And I see that happening between us. Now don't give up. Keep going. Keep talking to me. And there is no telling what we can do together. Amen. So imagine what it'd be like if our prayer time turned into that. If our prayer time turned into a time where we have a discussion with God and God gives us his answers directly back to us. Well, that's why it's important to have times of quiet during our prayers, for us to be able to discern what it is that the Lord is calling us to do. The disciples asked Jesus, Lord, teach us to pray. And Jesus responds with the most exquisite and precise prayer imaginable. A prayer almost done in bullet points that can be passed down and has been passed down for 2,000 years. 2,000 years from generation to generation, which we can learn and we can offer to God. It's wonderfully simple, but we need to pause and take time to think what it really means. It starts with the word Father, because it doesn't start with the word Father. It starts with the word Abba, which actually means dad or daddy. It's a very personal term. It's not a distant, remote father. It's your dad who's going to throw his arms around you and make you happy again and do what you need to protect you. So the whole point about the Lord's Prayer is to develop a relationship, not to overcomplicate things. And that's what the parable is about. It's about persistence, to keep going, keep trying, keep asking, keep praying, above all, keep talking to God. Prayer can be hard. Everyone struggles with it. This week, just try and say the Lord's Prayer in whatever translation you want to. You can say it in Welsh if you like to, I don't mind. In whatever translation you would like to read it in, say it really slowly. Make yourself a cup of tea and say you're not going to get to the final Amen until you've drunk your whole cup of tea, but drink the tea slowly, because that's the whole point. Go through it then, slowly, really pondering on what God is saying to you after each individual line. That way, we'll be saying the Lord's Prayer as Jesus taught the disciples, as Jesus taught us to, saying it to develop our relationship with our Father. Abba.